My guest, Todd Coconato, a Hollywood child actor, was stabbed 9 times and taken into the presence of God himself. Next. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Go and flow. My guest, Todd Coconato, a Hollywood child actor, was stabbed 9 times and went into the presence of God. Then God said, do you want to live or die? When Todd said he wanted to live, God said, then you have to tell everyone I'm real and stay on fire for me for the rest of your life. Todd came back, but then many years later, the enemy tried to take him out again. But this time, he was spiritually ready.
I went down to Florida on a vacation, and we had just had our baby daughter, and I had to go get milk. I was sent out at 11 o'clock at night. Fathers know what I'm talking about, to go get some milk. And I go to the Walgreens over there in the area where we're staying, and three gangbangers were in the parking lot. So I'm walking in. All of a sudden, I'm approached by these men, and, well, here we go again. Another time where I might be stabbed. There's a man pulls out a knife, and I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, here we go. But this time, something was different. I had the Holy Spirit. I was more mature in the Lord. And so instinctively, I started praying in the Spirit, in my heavenly language. The most interesting thing happens after this. Two of the gentlemen that are with him veer off. I have no idea where they go. The other man that was there starts weeping. And so I look at him, and I said, what's going on? He said, well, you're praying. I said, yes, I am. He said, why? I said, well, I'm a preacher. So he's just looking at me, well, you know, why are you praying? Well, you're about to get robbed. I said, because that's what I do, is that I call upon the name of the Lord. The Bible says those that call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. So what happens is this man starts weeping. He says, I used to be a worship leader, and I left the church, and I've been so convicted, and here you are praying in the Spirit. I don't know what to do. I said, let me tell you something. God sent me here tonight, not for this milk, but for you. I said, there's a reason why I'm here tonight, and I believe the Lord wants to show you how much he loves you, and he's calling you back to him. And this is when I started realizing the heart that God has for the prodigals, Sid. So important. Here's a man that had totally gone off into the world, and yet he had been in the church before. He knew God at one point in his life. Before you know it, the other guys that were with him come back. They're all looking bewildered. What's going on here? Well, we told him we're having a Holy Ghost meeting in the parking lot. But what happened is I got to pray for these men. And before you know it, all these guys are praying with me instead of robbing me and instead of stabbing me. And it showed, yeah.
There are so many prodigals. Yes. They're watching us right now. You have a child that's a prodigal. You have a friend that's a prodigal. Would you pray for prodigals to come home? It's time.
It's time. I would be honored. And you know what I want to say to the moms out there? I'm a prodigal. And if you're a praying mom or a praying dad, and you have a son or daughter that's in the world right now in rebellion, I want you to know that the Lord spared my life, changed my life. I'm a preacher now. I love the Lord. And I just want to pray for the prodigals and for your son or daughter in the name of Jesus. By the power of the Holy Spirit, right now, we just say in Jesus' name, Lord, change their heart, pull them out of darkness, answer this mama and this dad's prayer right now, answer the prayers of those that are praying and interceding, because I believe that's why we're still here, Lord. You're giving us more time, and that's because your mercy and your grace. And Lord, I know the enemy has lied to a lot of parents and said that you're not hearing their prayers, Lord, but you are, and this is a confirmation of them. They are literally pulling their son and daughter out of darkness right now. So in the name of Jesus, give them the strength to continue to intercede. Give them the strength to keep pressing ahead, and give them an understanding that their prayers are heard. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. Amen.
Todd, explain what is the fire of God and how we believers can stay on fire for God.
You know, in the Bible, John the Baptist says, look, I baptize, you know, repentance and in water, but one's going to come whose sandals I can't even fill, and he's going to baptize you in the fire. And the Holy Spirit came in Acts chapter 2, and we have the availability as believers to walk in the fire of God, the anointing of God, the understanding of his Holy Spirit. He will give us divine strategy and wisdom on how to navigate these very uncertain times that we're in. So the devil wants to rob us. He wants to deceive. He comes to kill, to steal and destroy. He wants us to be distracted. But there are two different things going on. The devil has plans right now, and many are the plans of the wicked. That's what the Lord has said to me. There are many wicked agendas and wicked plans, and we operate in an Issachar, an anointing of understanding and discerning the times. We're meant to be watchmen, but we can't always stay in this place over here. We're meant to operate in what God is doing. God is always up to something, and as long as we're here as the body of Christ, that means that God has a plan, and he has a purpose, and he's raised us up in this hour. It's not a mistake that we're here in the time that we're in. And so I believe God is calling us to get in alignment with his Spirit and what he's doing. And as we operate in the fire and the anointing of the Holy Spirit, we're going to see him move, I believe, in greater miracles than we've ever seen before. And I believe that God is not done moving. That's why we're still here.
Todd, would you demonstrate what your prayer life in private is like?
Absolutely, Sid. You know, we don't have to have some super polished prayer. Sometimes we can literally go before the Lord and just say, help, and he will answer.
I've prayed that prayer myself.
Yes. And I want to, you know, sometimes people say to me, how do I pray? I say, you got to just speak to the Lord. He's looking for a personal relationship with us. We never want to hear the words, I never knew you. And so I pray throughout the day. I pray everywhere I go, and you know, I have a time where I get into what I call my prayer closet or my prayer room, and I go and I inquire of the Lord, and it's in these times, Sid, that he reveals things that I normally would not know. These are divine revelations. And so many times I've gone into my prayer room and thought I knew what was going on, and then the Holy Spirit will give me a completely different version of what I didn't see. And it's important. We can definitely listen to words from other people and listen to great speakers and sermons, but I believe the Lord wants us to hear his voice. He says, my sheep hear my voice. And so it's so important that we as believers have an active prayer life and spend time in the secret place. It's a game changer.
Recently, God spoke about issuing a restraining order against the enemy.
Yes.
Explain what you mean by restraining order.
Yeah, so we're in turbulent times. Right now, one of the globalist organizations in our world is saying it's actually coming against the church now. So now they're so overt and in our face that they're targeting Christian leaders, they're targeting tithing, targeting praying, they're targeting speaking in tongues and healing. But you know why they do? Is because they know that's where the power is. And now we understand the battle is not a political battle, it's a spiritual battle, light versus darkness. And so this is what we're dealing with. So I was sitting with some friends in Florida, and the Holy Spirit was moving in a conversation that we were having, and we started talking about issuing a restraining order against the enemy. And what this is that as long as the church is here, we are the buffer for the evil agendas. So yes, there's all these evil agendas, but guess what? We're still here. And as long as the church is still here, we can pull down the strongholds. We can push back the assignment of the enemy. The devil wants us to stay in a place of defeat.
You wrote a brand new book because of an angelic encounter. Explain.
I don't say this lightly. Other than when I got stabbed, this is the only other time in my life where I've had an encounter like this. But I was sleeping, and there was a messenger angel that came, and it was at the foot of my bed, said two things: come out from among them and be consecrated. Come out from among them and be consecrated. Now, if you read the Bible, every time an angel comes, the first thing that happens is somebody's paralyzed with fear, and I was paralyzed with fear. But then when I realized that this was an angelic visitation that I was having, I knew it was from God, I had a peace. And as quick as the angel came, the angel left. And for several months after, even several years after, I pondered why the angel would come and say, come out from among them and be consecrated. I've been a Christian many years. I've been a preacher many years. I'm thinking, are there more areas I need to consecrate? Well, sure enough, there were, Sid. I've been seeking the Lord, and I believe God is calling his church back to holiness, to consecration, to purity, to understand that we need healing, we need deliverance, and that we're never done. God is always peeling away layer after layer until the moment that we die. And we have to seek his face in every season and continue to go deeper. He doesn't want us to stay stagnant. He doesn't want us to stay at level one. He wants us to go deeper. And as we do that, we have more of the anointing that comes upon us. We have more understanding of what our mission is. And every day we wake up and make it about the Lord and his business rather than our business. And so that's
your book is almost like a blueprint.
Yes. It literally is a strategy from heaven. And that's what the Lord has given me. What I believe is that if you read this book, Come Out From Among Them, what it's going to do is going to set you up for success. Because we talk about the World Economic Forum, all the different things that the globalists are doing. I mean, I get in a lot of stuff. But then we talk about a strategy from heaven and how we as the body of Christ have victory. We are the church victorious. We have the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We have the fire of God. And we're not going to cower down. We're going to stand in this hour.
Now, while many are preaching doom and gloom, and the end is here, God gave Todd something very, very different. Be right back.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
The enemy has initiated an end-time plan and sent out wicked assignments against God's people. Do you have an assignment against you?
This book came into being from an angelic visitation that I had. This book, plus audio series, is a strategy on how to counter the wicked assignment of the enemy in this hour.
With Todd's book and CD set, you'll see that God wants to consecrate you so you can take back everything the enemy has stolen from you, your family, and the church. Shut open doors the enemy uses to harm and steal from you and your loved ones. Get on fire for God every day for the rest of your life. Turn your secret prayer place into a spiritual war room to confidently issue restraining orders against the enemy's schemes. Deploy divine tools so you and your family can occupy until the Lord returns. Receive Todd's powerful personal prayers to release God's restoration, healing, and recovery in your life. Don't give up now. You can thrive even in these chaotic times. Call or go online at sidroth.org/9985 and make your donation of only $36 to get Todd Coconato's book, Come Out From Among Them, Why You Were Made for Such a Time as This. And you'll also receive his exclusive new Audio 3 CD set, Complete Victory, Destroying Darkness and Recovering All. Shipping and handling is included. This exclusive Recovering All package is made just for you, and you won't find it anywhere else.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
In 2011, you had a vision of what is happening right now.
Yeah.
Explain that.
Yeah, you know, many years ago, the Lord talked to me about two simultaneous revolutions. And I preached the message at our church. We had a little remnant church in California. And some people understood it. Other people thought I was a little crazy. But I said, there's going to be a time when there's going to be rioting in the streets in America. There's going to be a lot of disunity. And I believe there's going to be a lot of bickering and fighting, even in the body of Christ. We're going to see some pretty crazy things. And it was two simultaneous revolutions. So let me give you one. So we have, just a couple years ago, we saw our streets and our cities being burned down by rioters and looters. We've seen so much disunity in our country, so many things going on in the world, wars and rumors of wars and all these different things. I mean, you can just go on Twitter feed and just see what's happening in all these other countries. And then at the same time, though, there's going to be a Jesus revolution and there's going to be an undercurrent. That's what we're seeing right now is an undercurrent of revival and a move of God where different streams are coming together and people are hungering and thirsting. And I'm telling you, Sid, I've never seen longer lines and more hungry people than right now. We are at a time where you could go into a coffee shop and you could start seeing the Lord moving. You could go into a bus and, you know, bus stop or an airport and start seeing people that are hungry for God. The church has left the building. Yes, we still gather. It's very important. But people are hungry everywhere. And so while there's this revolution in the world and the evil things and the egregious things that we're seeing, there is a Holy Spirit move of God. And I believe we got to step into that river of living water.
And you know, God told you in 2022 that we would have one more round.
That's right.
Explain.
Yeah, you know, there's the scripture says there's wars and rumors of wars, but the end is not yet. And when everything started happening in Eastern Europe and we started hearing talks of Gog and Magog and nuclear, possible nuclear war, And I went to the presence of the Lord in my prayer time, and the Lord said, we are not done. He says, there is one more round, and I'm going to move mightily on the earth, and I'm going to bring prodigals to know me, and it's going to look different than anything that we've ever seen. And so you get out there and you preach the hope and the kingdom business and about what Jesus is doing, and lead people to the Lord. Make it about souls and kingdom business. And if you do that, I'm going to be with you. And anybody who does that, if we make it about souls and we get in alignment with what the scripture says and we go out and make disciples, we are going to see the greatest move of God in the history of the world.
Recently, you've been teaching about recovering all the enemy has stolen.
Yes.
Explain that.
Yeah, you know, David and his mighty men, when they went Ziklag and they came back and they had been, all their stuff had been plundered, their wives were in captivity, their kids were in captivity, and David, even his own men, were turning on him. And what he did at this time, he could have spiraled out of control, he could have given up, but he encouraged himself in the Lord, and then he inquired of the Holy Spirit. And when that happened, he got a strategy. He got a strategy from the Lord, and things turned around. He recovered what was stolen. And I believe that there have been things that have been stolen and robbed from some of the people that are watching this broadcast. The enemy has come to try to take you down, your family. People have slandered you. They backstabbed you. There's family members that have turned against you. But God is saying you are able, in the name of Jesus, to recover what the devil has tried to steal from you. And what was meant for evil is going to be turned around for good. But the message is we've got to learn to encourage ourselves in Christ, and we've got to go to the Holy Spirit and get the strength. Strategy.
How do you encourage yourself in the Messiah?
Yeah, the best way is to worship and to be in prayer and in God's Word. If we get into the Word of God every single day, we will get a Word, and it'll be a timely Word, and it'll be a powerful Word. And so I believe God wants us to get back into the basics, the foundations, the fundamentals of our faith. And if we do these things, I know it sounds so easy, but the crazy thing is a lot of people aren't doing it. If we do it, we're going to see the glory of the Lord and the blessing of the Lord on our lives, on our families. It's a game changer, Sid.
You know, one of my producers started listening to your teaching. Mm. And just before she went to bed, she listened to something, and she had a prophetic dream. Wow. And she felt like she made a mega jump in the Lord. Are you getting reports that, was this unusual for her, or is this happening to many people that are sitting down and listening to what you have to teach?
This is all glory to the Lord. If we get into the secret place more, if we get into the Word more, we spend time with the Lord, we are going to experience the same move of God. And I believe that's available to anybody who does it. We're hearing these reports all over.
Now, you see so many miracles. Tell me one major miracle that's happened with you.
You know, one of the biggest things that I'm seeing is people coming off of drugs and coming off of addiction. You know, sometimes people will come to ministry and they'll say, well, there was like a 2% recovery rate. We were told we were going to have to be in, you know, years of rehab and all these different programs. And then God got a hold of my life, and the fentanyl addiction is gone. The opioid addiction is gone. And so God is healing marriages. He's healing addictions. See, this is what they don't want you to know. They want you on...
What about things like cancer?
Cancer, yes.
Rampant.
We have someone right now in the ministry that actually we're getting from the doctors all the information because they just got healed from cancer. And people say, well, you know, it's not really. No, we're actually getting the verified proof just to show, because God is healing cancer. He's in the healing business. And I believe He wants to heal more people than ever before.
You know what excites me? You speak before college kids.
Yeah.
And recently you spoke before 400. Yeah. What happened?
Yeah. And this college that I was at, Sid, I was so impressed by these young people because they were on their faces before the Lord, calling out to God for our nation, interceding for our nation. And I'm going to tell you something. If we all would do what they were doing, this nation will be turned around tomorrow.
Well, let me tell you, there are people watching us right now that love God, but they know that they don't know God. They know that they haven't had a personal experience with God. I want you to say this prayer out loud with me. Mean it to the best of your ability, and God's going to use you just like He's using all of the guests that you see on my show. Dear God,
Dear God,
I'm so sorry for my mistakes.
I'm so sorry.
I believe your precious blood has washed me clean. And now that I'm clean, Yeshua, come and live inside of me. I make you not just my Savior from my sins, but I make you Lord over my whole life. There is such a presence of God. I believe you could pray for the fire of God to come on us, that same fire that came on you.
Yeah. Lord, we just thank you. We're not messing around. We're not playing church. We're not doing this to try to have the accolades of men. Lord, this isn't about building a ministry. This isn't about anything, Lord, other than you and your glory. Lord, some of us have been through some pretty significant challenges. Some of us have been through the refiner's fire and back. Maybe somebody's going through it right now. But Lord, your fire is what's going to get us through. Your fire, the fire knowing that you are the God of heaven and earth. You are who we serve. You created all this. And so I pray right now, Lord God, that we would catch the fire. Press in right now and understand this is the reality. This is the situation. But God, you've given us everything we need to succeed. You've given us everything we need, not only to survive, but to thrive. Let this be a season that we go into the deep end. Let this be a season that we trust you. Always from the beginning of time, you've been looking for a people that will trust you. Let us be that generation. There's a reason why we're here, God. Let us not be stagnant. Let us not be tired. I pray we'd rise up right now and walk in the anointing and unction of your Spirit. I thank you for the fire that's even here right now. I feel you so strongly, God. Hallelujah. Just praise him right now, everybody. Thank you, God. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your tangible presence. God, we're not trying to impress anybody. We want a true encounter with you. We want an encounter with your Holy Spirit. This is the difference between somebody who's stagnant and somebody who's moving in the gifts and the anointing and the fullness of what you have. I pray, Lord God, that we would catch the fire. There's somebody right now that's listening. You've been through a real difficult relationship, a real difficult relationship. The enemy's tried to wear you down and beat you down. And God is saying right now, I am rekindling the fire in you. I'm rekindling. You know that I've called you by name. And God is saying that what the devil tried to steal, it's going to be given back, and then you're going to get a double portion like Job. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I want to speak to a marriage. There's been a marriage. You're listening right now. Your marriage has been on the rocks. And I want you to understand there's many more people that deal with this than you realize. But God is saying he is not done in your situation. Keep interceding. Keep pressing ahead. This is really a testing, but God is going to get you through this in Jesus' name. We speak life over this marriage right now. Revive it, God. Revive it with your fire. I pray this couple would be not only a praying couple, but a couple that has your anointing, that walks in the authority of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And there's someone in here that's been church hurt, and you've been out of the church for a while. And God is saying to restore, rekindle your first love. Go back to your first love. It's about relationship with him. That's how we make it. Man is going to let us down time and time again. But the relationship with God is a personal relationship, and it's real. He is rekindling the fire in you. You know he's real. You know he's moved in your life before. Lord, we are not going to grow weary. This group is not going to grow tired. We're not going to let depression or oppression or doubt or fear come upon us, Lord. We are going to take this time to go deeper and to press in. And I pray the fire of God of healing, miracles, signs and wonders would come upon these saints, that we would know you are able to heal. You are able to set the captive free. I thank you for what you're doing right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord.